You've probably heard me say on this show that it's never too early to start saving, but I'd also say it's never too late. A new program from ABC Life Literacy Canada and TD Bank called Money Matters works to provide accessible, easy-to-understand financial literacy programs for adults. Joining us now is ABC's Executive Director, Mac Rogers. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
Tell us about Money Matters. What was the goal and how does it work?
Sure. We designed it for low literacy learners. So this is a program that is really for learners that for whatever reason have become disengaged with education. So we run a program that really focuses on bringing the fundamentals of financial literacy into the classroom. So this could be the banking basics, it can be budgeting, it can be learning about credit. And so we have a few different programs that we run, but they're all of them have the same goal, which is to increase the confidence, reduce anxiety, and really just get people starting to think about and act on financial management.
When you said low literacy, do you mean people for whom reading is a challenge?
Yes. So low literacy, so there's, according to an OECD study, over 40% of Canadians read below a high school level. So what we really wanted to do was make sure that it was accessible. So it's written what we call in the literacy sector a level 2 level. So that is reading roughly at a grade 6 to 8 level. And so it's very easy to understand, but it is still based for adults. And it allows them to internalize it and get what they need out of it.
How do your adult learners find you?
So we don't actually run the programs. We use our amazing community network. So if you're in Toronto or Winnipeg or Nova Scotia, you would go to your learning center and they would then run the program. So it's it really is a very effective way to get as much programming as we can out there without us having to touch each and every learner.
Right. And it may be that your program is offered alongside a bunch of other literacy and life skills types of programs that are outside of the financial area.
Exactly. So for some programming, it's built right into their numeracy or their math, introductory math program. It could be built into their life skills program. It could be built into their literacy and basic skills program. It's really where the instructors think it's the best fit.
What would be an example of some of the things that adult learners would learn in this program?
Sure. So as you can imagine, adult learners come with a whole variety of life experiences and lived experiences. So what we really try to do is make it so it's learner-directed. So the core programming is delivered where we actually bring in TD Bank volunteers to deliver the program so that learners get a chance to ask the big questions. They can talk about anything they want, although we do have workbooks that guide them through the kind of four main pillars of financial literacy. But it's all about that interaction and letting them choose what is most relatable and the information they need right away. So it can be conversations about how to build a budget, but it can also be conversations about what's the right cell phone plan or what's the right bank account or how do I build my credit score. It can really go anywhere they want it to go because it is intentionally conversation-based.
And is it a one-hour session, a one-day session, an hour every week for the rest of their life? What's the sort of story? I mean, hey, I'd sign up for that. We could all use it regularly.
Yes, absolutely. It is. There's a few different programs that we run. So the core one, the main one that we run is 8 hours of programming over 4 workshops. And then our First Nations, our Money Matters for Indigenous Peoples, that's the same kind of program, but designed with the stories and the vignettes are more from an Indigenous culture perspective. And then we do have one for program for newcomers, which is based more on, it's more seminar style, and that's two-hour sessions. So it can really vary.
What's the training process for the TD folks? Because in some ways, it's material they know well. Let's say you're a branch-level employee, you know this kind of stuff, but you're talking about populations in which there can be a great degree of cultural nuance. Maybe there's English as a second language. Maybe there's issues of poverty. How do you ensure that they're prepared to walk in the room and keep their biases in check?
That's a great question. So all TD Bank volunteers, the first thing they do is they go through our online training. So we've designed custom online training that, as you say, it does touch upon the subject matter of financial literacy and gives them, the basics of what the program is. But really the bulk of the training is on adult learning theory and on learning how to manage a classroom and being aware of those things, like you said, choosing the right words and being aware of other people's lived experience and what it's like to live in poverty in Canada, because so many of our learners are living below the poverty line. So what we really want to do is make sure that that training talks about how to deliver it as much more, that's much more important than the actual subject, because the subject takes care of itself. Like you said, they're the subject matter experts, the workbooks are straightforward, and we want the learners to take it where they want it to go.
What can you tell us about the impact of these programs? I can imagine qualitatively people who have completed them would have extraordinary testimonials. Is there a way to think about, you know, improving their ability to, you know, climb up the financial ladder, get a handle on their debt? What are some of the metrics or results that you would talk about?
So that's a great question, and it's a question that the whole sector, the financial aid sector, has been trying to nail down over the last few years. So what we do, because we're a short-term introductory intervention, is we assess, the main things we assess is their confidence and their anxiety. And we've seen really remarkable results in that confidence is going up 40 and 50% for most of the programs, and even higher for some of our specialist programs like the Money Matters for Indigenous People. And we see anxiety decrease. And then we also ask them about questions of intent to change behavior. So do you intend to open an RESP for your kid? Do you intend to start budgeting? And again, we see significant results. So we use external evaluators to try to create an authentic a story as possible. But of course, recognizing it is a short-term intervention, and it's not so once someone goes through a program, if they're looking for more information, we often refer to them to other sister organizations that may have deeper and longer programming that can really dig in and things like financial coaching and debt management and those types of things as well.
What do you find about how the conversations unfold in the room? And I ask because for so many people, regardless of income level or life circumstances, they find it exceedingly difficult to talk about personal finance for lots of different reasons. How does that work? Do people here self-select and show up and they're like, sleeves rolled up, let's go? Or do the trainers really need to create that safe space and kind of bring people along slowly?
It's a little of both, to be honest. So the first thing is we do the programming in their safe spaces. So we're actually in their classroom.
Right.
They own the classroom. They own the space. The teachers are there that they trust and rely on. We train our volunteers to be very aware that trust is a big issue, and we talk about confidentiality and, you know, the cone of silence within the classroom. And to be honest with you, we're very surprised at the transparency that our learners come with. Mm. They are very open to talking about their financial literacy, their challenges, and of course, there's going to be the odd occasion where there's anger and upset in a classroom because of, you know, often it's a misunderstanding of how the banking system works or how credit score works and that sort of thing. And watching our great volunteers kind of navigate through this and learn and respond and feedback, yet still always validate the lived experience is really remarkable. So you end up even with people who are coming in who may be a bit upset by something.
Right.
They're coming out with some nice resolutions, which I think is really important in getting them back towards the right direction.
That's great. Thank you very much, Mac. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Rogers is the executive director of ABC Life Literacy Canada, and he was here to talk about the program sponsored by TD Bank called Money Matters.